little CCR on Saturday morning. What could be better than that?
And as we go around the bend, we're going to stop in at Tom's house in Gilbert, talk to him about his water line. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Rosie, yeah. Nice to talk to you. I've called in several times. You guys have always been so helpful.
Great. That's great to hear.
After about 27 years in this house, the water line finally broke between the main and the house.
Okay.
And so I had it repaired.
Okay.
And the people that repaired it wanted to put in, my PSI right now is at 78, my pressure.
Okay.
And they said it should be at 80 or under. But they want to put in a pressure regulator.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering, I mean, this thing is going to run, they quoted me like $500 to $600. And I'm thinking, you know, how necessary is that? I mean, is it something I can hold off on, or
have they already installed the new water line?
Yes.
So they're going to have to come back to do this part.
Well, they got to come back anyway because they need to fill the trenches they dug.
Oh, they're just right at they're right at installation point now. Well, I can tell you this, Tom. We generally recommend folks keep the water pressure at their house dialed to about 60 to 65. Okay, that is going to eliminate any air hammer. It's going to be a little bit easier on your fixtures. Your house has probably for 27 years been living at close to that 78 or 80 pounds. 600 seems a little aggressive to me on a price for that particular valve, but it certainly should be something in the neighborhood of 350 to 5, I would guess.
And again, that's a guess. You could always call a plumbing store, Sam Plumbing Supply, Ferguson, and ask what a pressure regulator is. And I would also tell you, if you got a good relationship with your homeowner's insurance salesperson, ask them if there's any PSI regulations, because in some cases, I'm not saying all, but I do know some cases that where the pressure was over, I think it was something ridiculous like 55. Any break in the water line would not be covered in your homeowner's insurance.
Well, so that's a good tip.
Oh, wow.
And broken water lines to the washing machine are the number one cause of homeowner insurance claims in America. Mm. So make sure that you're covered for that PSI regulation. If it is specified in your insurance, make sure you're under that.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah, the washer. I've got the steel mesh hoses.
Good. Those are the best that you can get. Good. And make sure that the attachment part isn't plastic as well. Some of them, they do the metal reinforced line, but then they still use plastic nuts to attach it. So make sure those are brass as well.
Chain is only as strong as its weakest link. Right?
That's right.
So, Tom, you know, it would be a little hard for me to write a check for $600 for a pressure regulation valve installed, but something in the neighborhood about $355, I'm thinking is where it probably will fall. And at 80 psi, I'd probably bite the bullet and I'd install it.
Huh. Okay. Is this something I could install myself? Is it that easy, or?
If you're comfortable with a soldering iron.
Yeah, if you know, a propane tank and solder and flux and stuff like that, it's simple. You just put it right in line with the water past the on-off valve. And as long as they're doing that, how do you turn the water on and off when they're replacing this line? How are they going to have you turning water off and onto your house?
Well, they install the levers that turn the water off at the house.
Perfect. You got rid of the old ball cock type, and you got the new. You got rid of the old gate valve and put on a new ball cock. That's great. It's good that they did that for you.
Yeah. They did a pretty thorough job. They used some new piping, and it starts with a W. I can't remember the name of it, but pretty pricey stuff. But anyway. So they did that, but they want to put in the pressure regulator, and I'm thinking, I don't know if, you know, this. I mean, by code, did these houses have one originally?
No, probably not.
We invented water lines before we invented pressure regulators.
And it depends where you are in the municipal water supply line. I mean, if you're one of the first one or two in the loop, your pressure can be a little bit higher. If you're fed from a elevated tank of some type buried up in the hill. You could be a little bit higher. But 80 is marginal, Tom. I know you've been there 27 years. You probably haven't had any significant problems. Think back. Have you had to replace washers more often than you thought you probably needed to be? Have you had to replace the plunger or the float in the toilets more often? All that little extra pressure increases wear and tear and all those little parts and pieces there. So I'd consider it. I really would.
I don't like to tell people to spend money if they don't have to, but I know you're thinking, I've been here 27 years and I don't have problems.
I know.
Your line broke because it's old. And as soon as it's like an old car, as soon as one thing goes wrong, you rest assured next month if something else is going to break, and then something else is going to break. You're right at that age that parts are really starting to wear out. So consider it. That's the best. We would encourage you, if you could do it financially, go ahead and like Rosie said, bite the bullet.
Yeah, don't replace your main water line. I'm talking now to all you homeowners that are tuned in right now. Should you fall into a Tom situation and have to replace it, don't let the plumber replace that main water line without getting rid of that old gate valve. Replace it with a ball cock valve. Have a pressure test run on the house, and if you need a pressure regulation valve, that would be the time to do it while they're there anyway, okay? So with all that said, we're going to take a quick break here and get back. We have Mary, Brian, and Lori. We'll get to it just as quick as we can when we get back.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.